Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
1 Corinthians chapter 10 reminds us that glorious spiritual experiences don't automatically translate into holy living. God worked among the children of Israel in a miraculous manner, but the luxury of witnessing firsthand the hand of God didn't protect them from lusting after evil things. Actually, it's on the heels of a spiritual high that we're most vulnerable to temptation. We need to acknowledge that we're never immune to temptation, but neither are we powerless. God knows our limitations. He has the specs on each of us. He knows our breaking point, and He's faithful to catch us before we go beyond the brink. Always remember, every temptation comes equipped with an exit, but it's up to us to leave. Paul tells these Corinthians to flee idolatry. Some of the saints thought they could worship at the pagan altar without paying homage to the pagan god. Though the idol itself was nothing more than a chunk of metal, nevertheless, demons were behind its worship. To become a participant in idolatry is to fellowship with demons. The same is true of today's idols: possessions, power, pleasure. There is a reason some people have turned these items into idols. Beware, there is a point when the innocent activity can become addictive. Also be careful not to cause a brother to stumble. As Christians, we've been liberated to love. To exercise my rights at the expense of my brother, it's a sin.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.